Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in former Pittsburgh Pirate, current property of the Philadelphia Phillies. We talked to a man a lot of you know. Neil Walker joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Neil. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. We're doing well. Thank you for coming on. I guess, and we'll get right to it, Neil. You know, you're in a unique situation, I guess. Obviously, you're a veteran. You're towards the tail end of your career, at least in the teeth of your career. And you look at maybe the internet, you see proposals and different things thrown out there to get back into baseball, to play these games again. Does it strike you, and I don't know, how old's your son, 5 months, 6 months maybe at this point, and your daughter's three or four. Could you be away from your family if that's what it calls for 4 or 5 months? Does that appetize you at all?
No. Yeah, I think that Major League Baseball and the owners are doing everything they can to come up with ideas that make sense to – get players on the field and, get this thing started. But, you know, the sentiment that I've, that I share and that a lot of guys that I've talked to over the last several days, once, this proposal kind of came to light, was that was the thing that guys were most concerned about, basically being hunkered down in a hotel and then going essentially straight to the field and, you know, keeping your distance from other players and staff, and you know they're not being any fans, and you're playing at spring training complexes in the middle of June, July, and August in Arizona. Logistically, in theory, it makes a lot of sense to start the season and to maybe try to do something that way. But logistically, I believe that that would just be so hard to pull off. And like you said, being away from a lot of guys have families, wives and kids and things like that, to completely basically be away from them for 4.5 months is something that guys aren't terrifically excited about.
How do you balance, Neil, the concern about, I guess, the general public's health issues and how getting sports and baseball in particular back together it affects you and your personal livelihood of, hey, I want to get back on the field because this is what I do to earn a living?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the give and take of especially when things started to creep in spring training, and you started to hear that things weren't getting better and they may shut down spring training. And, you know, guys were concerned about travel, especially the Latin American guys, the guys from Dominican and Venezuela, these places, they were concerned that if they went home, they would get stuck there and wouldn't be able to come back for the season if things did start back up. And so, you know, more than anything else, guys were concerned about their families first and foremost, obviously. But, logistically, again, the things like that take precedent in times like these. And everybody, at least in our locker room, was share the fact that, you know, this is much, much bigger than baseball and sports in general.
Neil Walker joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. You've also have a vested interest personally, and I know I talked to you about this before, and a lot of different guys do with service time. But your situation is extremely unique in so much as you're not far away from a pretty deep threshold with your service time, right?
Yeah, so I'm 6 days shy of 10 years of service time, and in the baseball world, that 10-year mark is considered the Holy Grail. So going into the season, I ended up having to take a non-roster invite to camp, and was having a good camp and felt really good about my chances of making it. But it shut down. You quickly realized that whether you had 1 year in the big leagues or 10 years in the big leagues, if you were a non-roster guy and the teams haven't been set yet, you were considered a minor leaguer. So when things started to kick around about what the owners and teams were going to do about service time and pay and, you know, even the draft and things like that, you know, the non-roster guys were kind of caught in a situation that was unique because, like I said, we weren't considered major league players. And a lot of guys they had to make decisions on within, you know, 5 to 10 days, whether you were going to be on the team or not going to be on the team. So, you know, my particular situation and a lot of guys like myself was very unique. And, you know, the thing that is unfortunate, obviously, was that it was so close to that date, but also that, you know, I'm sitting here 6 days shy of 10 years and felt like I had a really good chance of making the team. And if there's not a game that's played, for anybody that is familiar with what's going on, obviously, if you are on a big league team, you get a full year of service time or the equivalent of what you had last year as a player if you're on a major league roster. So, you know, it's really unfortunate to just kind of see how things shook out. You know, and like I said, all this is much bigger than baseball and sports in general, and when we're talking about the health of the world. But, you know, when you're talking about your livelihood and things like that and what could have been different had it been 5 days postponed, you kind of sit there and just shake your head.
Neil Walker with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Neil, how do you possibly try to keep in shape given the fact that there's not much you can do? You can't get together with other guys, really. What are you doing personally to try to stay in game shape?
I mean, I'm fortunate I have some equipment at the house that I'm able to use, and there's a lot of walks going on in this house. Like I said, with two little ones, there's a lot of Barbies being played. There's a lot of yard work being done. So, you know, I'm trying to stay moving as much as possible, and I'm able to get my swings in, you know, to keep me as close to, you know, feeling where I need to be. But, you know, you got to be creative. You have to be, you know, kind of try to stay on that because we were all as close to playing shape as we could be with where we were in spring training. So, you don't want to get too far behind the eight ball if by chance something like this, this Arizona situation arises and they go, hey, we need you guys in 3 weeks from now to be in Arizona or Florida for a couple weeks to get ready. You know, that could be a recipe for injuries and things like that if you're not trying to stay on top of stuff. So, you know, if you see me walking around the neighborhood with a weight vest on, you know, don't laugh too hard at me.
Well, if I was related to you, I'd come over and show you how to use that squat rack a little later today, Neil. But nonetheless, we move on. How much time do guys really need to get back into shape? We hear this from different guys, and you're somebody that's been through spring training a lot. You've been, and I think you're a great barometer to this, and you're a guy that can speak to this. If I said, all right, Neil, let's go. Today's Thursday, green light, let's go. When can we realistically play a season? How long would it take?
Well, especially from the position player standpoint, really 2 weeks worth of games is all you really need, and not necessarily even games, just 2 weeks worth of getting semi-regular at-bats, you know, one day on, one day off, and then, you know, do that a couple times, and then 2 days on, one day off. Just, you know, getting those muscles firing in your obliques and in your sides, like those are your, kind of your biggest concerns, because, you know, you can take all the batting practice in the world, you can even, you know, take live batting practices, but as soon as you step in that box, your body does something different. So you have to, you know, that's when you make your biggest strides in spring training, and obviously you don't want to overload too much when you're doing that, but you also don't want to do you want to do you don't want to take five at bats in a day, 3 days in a row, but you also don't want to go 3 days without having at bats, I guess is what I'm saying. So, but on the pitching side of things, I think the biggest concern is the starters, and you know those guys need to stretch. They were probably stretched out to 70 to 80 pitches when things got shut down. So those guys were pretty close to where they felt they needed to be. And you know, I can't really speak on what that looks like after being, you know, not in that mold for a month or 2 months. But I know that those guys are always the ones that take the longest to get to where they need to be.
Neil Walker with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Neil, you've played in just about every different atmosphere, I think, probably during your playing career, from a Thursday afternoon getaway day game where there's 10,000 people in the stands or less to, you know, the 2013 wild card game where it was just instant electricity at every single pitch. How will playing, if you guys have to play in empty ballparks in front of zero fans, how will that affect you?
Yeah, I think from a competitive standpoint, it really affects guys, and maybe not so much in a small sample size, but in a long period sample size, I think that's one thing that kind of picks you up. You know, when you come back from a road trip, you know, a 10-day road trip, West Coast road trip, and you're coming back to the East Coast, and all of a sudden you're feeling jet lagged for a few days, and you get to the stadium and you're doing your stuff and you're getting prepared. You put your uniform on, you step out there and you feel the buzz of, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people in the stands. That's an instant Red Bull, to your psyche and to your body. It can pick you up and kind of guide you along. And anybody that's played baseball, you know, especially at a high level where you're playing 12, 15, sometimes 20 days in a row, knows that, you know, you look for any of those things that kind of pick you up, any of those momentum edges, and you know, I think you're going to lose some of that, obviously, if there's not people in the stands. But like I said, it's, you know, these are unprecedented times. These are, you know, something we've never seen, and if you ask any player, they're interested in any ideas to get this thing started in the most healthy way possible. But you know, the logistics with almost everything involved is something that is going to be a hurdle.
Last thing we'll leave you with, Neil. I know that in this time where there's not any live games, people have been replaying a lot of those old games. I know you were part of that when they did it on AT&T Sports and everything and all this coverage. And to go back to that wild card game, I mean, it just that 2013 wild card game and that special moment and Cueto and everything. Do you, just a simple question, do you firmly believe that the crowd made Johnny Cueto drop that baseball or not?
You know, I don't. I think that the competitive advantage we had that night, with everything that had basically happened over the course of the last 20 years leading up to that point, was in itself, you know, the biggest helper on top of, you know, Frankie throwing a gem and, you know, getting out early with a Marlon Byrd homer and a Russell Martin homer. You know, kind of all those things combined were playing to our favor. But, you know, having played against Cueto and knowing him a little bit, you know, that conversation has never come up. But, you know, he pitched in a lot of big games at that point. He's thrown a lot of innings. And I think in that particular instance, it was probably one of those things where he, you know, just lost track of the ball. And he was coming back from injury, I believe, over the course of the last couple of weeks. And I think that he just wasn't completely himself. But I would venture to say if you asked him or anybody that knew him or anybody that had a conversation with him, he would vehemently deny that he got rattled out there and dropped the ball because of that. But what an amazing night. Certainly one of the highlights of my baseball playing career, and something that I'm going to cherish, and my friends and family and anybody that was there or experienced that will cherish for a long time.
Did you know Frankie was sick, and did you know how sick he was, or did you not know going into that game?
We knew he wasn't feeling well. We knew that it wasn't even something in his mind that he was considering not pitching. So, when you're a starting pitcher and you got those days in between, I think he knew that he was being relied on to go out there. And to be honest with you, if you ask a lot of baseball players, that some of their best games are the ones that they feel like absolute crap, whether they're sick or fighting something or really tired. You go out there with these expectations where you're not going to be very good, and you look up and you've had one of the better games of your season or your week or your month. So we were fortunate that it was one of those nights where, we knew he wasn't feeling great, but he went out there and strapped it on and threw a gem for us.
Neil Walker, Neil, as always, you're the best. Thank you so very much. Enjoy your time with your family. Make the most of it. And we will we'll talk sooner rather than later, Neil.
All right, same to you guys. Stay safe and healthy.
All right,
thanks,
there
Neil.
He is,
appreciate
Neil
it.
Walker. Really, really insightful stuff, Chris, I thought, right out of the gate. Especially, everybody's in a different situation in baseball. And that was a pretty firm, quick, fast, no, I don't think so. But
yeah.
Then later on in the interview, well, if we have to go to Arizona, I think to get service time, or in some other guys' cases, to get money, there could be an impetus strong enough that there's a deep conversation with your family that you have to have,
Yeah, and I think we forget that – we don't forget, but we may have lost sight temporarily amongst all this of how important it was to the players to ensure that they get that year of service time this year if they're in a position to do so despite not playing games. And in Neil's case, that is enormous, because now he doesn't have to look himself in the mirror and ask a very hard question of, do I want to leave my family for 4 months, 5 months possibly, to go earn that extra year of time that I need to get the full pension? And for another player, it would have been a very different question. I need the service time. How do I judge between that and spending time with my family? He doesn't have to ask himself that question necessarily right now, and he can be more honest and open about how he would rather not. He would rather stay with his family rather than have to go do that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.